Earlier this week, we spoke to the artist Willie Doherty about his piece Endless, featuring the actor Christopher Eccleston, that's been shown online by the Carlin Gallery. Well, the Carlin is not alone. It seems that galleries all over the world are doing their utmost to stay engaged by offering virtual tours and putting work online. The Irish Museum of Modern Art has added to this offering with a new online initiative called Imma On Screen. Alana O'Kelly's Sanctuary Wastelands is the first film work available to view as part of Imma On Screen, which went live on Tuesday. And joining me on the phones this evening, artist Alana O'Kelly and Imma's director, Annie Fletcher. Annie, first of all, explain what exactly Imma On Screen is and what you're hoping to achieve by it.
Thank you. Hi. Yes. Just that, to share the wonderful things in our collection in a new and intimate way. I guess we've all been forced to think off-site. We're not, you know, able to physically go and visit our exhibitions in the same way. And yet we love the possibility to share in an intimate way, you know, extraordinary works that are in our collection and things that we want to continually add to our collection. And so what we're offering is, over the next 6 months, a screening, a possibility to see films that, you know, are not normally online, because artists are very sensitive and they want beautiful conditions for their work, rightly so. So they've generously offered us the possibility to put these works on screen, but we've also then commissioned the possibility to interview them. So they will talk about their work, think about their work. And the other added lovely thing that museums do so well is have archives. So we have lots of archival material, old interviews, different aspirations from artists around what they were trying to do at the time. So it's a really different perspective on how to experience artists' work.
Yeah, and I'll come back to you on some of the who the other five people involved in this are, but we do have Alana O'Kelly with us this evening, so let us speak directly to her about the piece that you have, that we have as part of this initiative, Alana, Sanctuary Wastelands, a work from 1994. Just to tell us a little bit about it. You had just moved home from Britain, I think. You had been living in England at that time, and you'd come home. So what is this piece about?
That's right, Sean. Good evening. Yeah, this piece is one of a series of pieces that I made just after I came back from London, where I was doing an MA in the Slade. And this particular piece began as a tape slide piece, and with sound, with an audio track, a layered audio track. And I had visited Champalgoch Moor, the famine grave, but the an older grave than the famine, but it was where famine people were buried as well. And I had visited that space a few times on a few occasions, and I was just really interested because at that particular time in the 90s, in the mid-90s, it was also kind of dissolving in front of my eyes. It sits in a really amazing part of the country. It sits, or it sat, on the edge of an estuary in Tullawan, in West Mayo, and the tide was coming in over a period of time, and the place was dissolving literally in front of my eyes. So I was kind of interested to see that and to talk about that place in particular.
Yeah, because Champalgoch Moor, the beautiful Irish title for our townland's name, translates as Great Sandbank. So obviously it was going to be swept away. Sandbanks don't last very long, really. Which gives us a kind of ultimately a sadness around, you're saying it was a slightly pre-famine, but essentially we're talking about a famine grave, that's such a commemoration, which in and of itself was often, you know, quite temporary, that it geographically here, it was just, you know, or ecologically, it was never going to last.
Well, yes. And the interesting thing, I suppose, we all grew up, in my generation anyway, we grew up knowing where graveyards were, or where people were buried from the famine times. You know, every country place knew of a landscape or a field or a part of that was a burial place. And when I started looking at the famine and I wanted to look at some of these things, it was somebody from AFRI who suggested, Don Mullen suggested that I look at this one, because they had done a walk. AFRI, excuse me, had done a particular walk along that coast, in memory of a series of people that died along there. So it's a very poignant site for many reasons. Yeah.
And now there's a soundtrack aspect to this and we'll hear a little bit of that in the moment. But just tell us exactly what the viewer will see on screen. I think the film is about 10 and a half minutes long, somewhere in that region, isn't it?
It is. And originally, when it was made as a take slide piece, it was three projectors, and the first projector was a black and white negative image of the site itself, of the mound. And then what I did was, one of the times I was there doing some performance and being in the site, I filmed it. And so some of these coloured images I dissolved in and out of the black and white image, but just as tiny glimpses, as fragments of what you might see, because you might see it, but you also might miss it if you didn't know what, if you weren't looking, if you weren't listening to the space, you might actually miss that. And so the different times I was there, of course, as well, was really interesting because the site uncovered new material, new stuff, new. Parts of people's bodies. Actually.
Yeah.
There was a skull there at one stage. I went, and there were teeth at another stage, and that was really interesting because later, when I went to show the work as part of the IMA National Program, I went back when it was being shown in Lewisburg.
That's quite recently, was it?
Yeah, it was a few years afterwards, and they were doing a national program, and the piece turned up in Lewisburg, and I went back with Joanna Mullins at the time, and it was amazing. We were wondering, how many people would turn up, but it was great.
Yeah.
It was a great showing of it, but somebody in the audience actually described how when they went to the site at one stage, they'd heard it was a burial ground, and they came upon a tooth at that stage that was very old, from the 14th century. So it's obviously,
Now, I mentioned the soundtrack. I'm going to play this underneath as you're speaking here,
sure.
Alana.
Lovely.
Maybe you describe, because you will hear it as well at home.
Yeah.
Maybe you describe what you were looking for in the soundtrack, which I must say, as I was listening and watching today, I found very haunting in certain places.
Thank you, yeah.
So almost a kind of a primitive sound that you were looking for there, were you?
That was really interesting. I was looking for some kind of prayer, actually. I remembered my father. We didn't say the rosary very often, but some of the memories that I have from my childhood was of my father saying the rosary into the back of the chair. And this wonderful mumbling of a sound would come out. But in fact, that particular sound you're hearing is a Tibetan chant.
So
it's personal and really interesting because I was working at that stage on the sound with Tommy Hayes. And so we incorporated the older sound of the prayer in Irish, which was Shedavar, that lovely repetition of sound that would come out. And then the other sound, of course, was a lovely chant that we both knew. So it was.
Yeah, so I'll just let a little bit of that play out with none of us talking over it. So that's just some of the soundtrack that goes along with Sanctuary Wasteland, which will be available on the IMA website as part of this IMA On Screen initiative that we're speaking about this evening. Annie Fletcher, IMA director, you mentioned that there are six others. One particularly caught my eye when I was reading about it, Phil Collins, How to Make a Refugee from 2000. Tell me a little bit about that work.
I'm so thrilled that that's one of the pieces. It's exactly the issue somehow about how to connect us with our kind of global presence. He did this amazing project, which was around the Balkan Wars, the moment in Europe when everything seemed to be exploding. It seems like a long time ago now. And he was literally looking at how photographers and the media were making refugees, where we're filming them. Obviously, they were there. They were in refugee camps. But he was interested in the exploitation of the camera somehow and his own role in that. So he did this very beautiful series of of screenings of this endless sort of repetition of asking this young boy who had bullet holes in his back to show them again and again and again. So the relentless idea. And I just think it's really interesting. We can look back at the history of Europe, the world, everyone through our collection.
All right. So and there'll be each month over the next 6 months, there'll be a new artist featured. Vivian Dick is in there. Kevin Gaffney, Isabel Nolan, Phil Collins that we just spoke about there, Helen Kamak. And of course, starting off or did start off on Tuesday last with Alana O'Kelly. Thank you both so much for joining us this evening. That's Alana O'Kelly and I beg your pardon, Andy Fletcher of Emma speaking to us about Emma on the screen, Emma Screen, which is available on the Emma website, emma.ie. And that is our lot for this Friday evening.